Welcome to Comics and Stuffs, issue number 11. My name is Glenn, and if you are listening to this podcast, it means that I've solved the bandwidth and storage issue. Hello, Kristen.
Have you actually? Hi, everybody. But you didn't tell me this.
Well, there's only so much we can talk about pre-show.
That's true. Okay, so how'd you solve this problem?
No, it means I haven't.
you haven't?
At this current juncture, I have not solved the storage issue.
Oh, that's okay. We'll figure something out.
I kind of did, and I didn't.
Well, what was your kind of did?
I messaged someone, and I said, "Oi, mate." And he went, "Oh, that's aggressive." And I went, "Is it fuck?" And he went, "Okay." And I said, How do I store things for iTunes? And he went, "I don't know. I usually go on SoundCloud and I pay." And I went, "I don't want to do
what?" Yeah. Paying is for the rich. Paying, we spend all our money on comics and games here.
Kristen can pay for the podcast.
No. How am I supposed to buy Mirror's Edge at the end of... I think it comes out in June now, actually. They keep delaying it.
Oh, that's not going
to
sell.
Oh, did you hear? Mass Effect Andromeda has been delayed to 2017 sometime.
We're dispensing with any introductions. We're just going straight into video games.
Right. Sometimes we get excited and jump ahead of ourselves.
Sometimes Kristen gets excited and nah, that's not true. I do the same thing.
Yeah, you do. Trying to pin the blame on me.
I didn't hear that.
Glenn exerted himself too much in bed yesterday, so he's not feeling very well. He might be a little floppy, but that's okay. We're gonna do our best to keep him upright.
There were a lot of innuendos.
I know.
And I appreciated them.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad someone appreciates them.
Floppy. I haven't used that word since I was six. It was completely non-penis related.
Was it for a floppy disk?
My dad didn't say, "Oi, son, you ready?" And I went, "No, I'm floppy." Shout outs to my dead dad. He's dead.
Happy Father's Day.
Oh, I miss him. Happy birthday, Kristen.
Oh, thank you. Guys, I'm 24 now. So, you know, I've been legal for a while. And I'm still single. You know, just putting that out there.
What about the ladies?
What ladies? Oh, you mean my harem of women?
No, I mean, your sexuality is pretty ambiguous, Kristen. And you just said...
And I just said people in general?
No, you used the word men.
Did I?
Yeah. I'll check the tapes.
We need to rewind.
You've been ousted.
Okay. I'm sorry, people.
You've been ousted.
I'm not straight. Guys, don't bother, please.
Oh, it's too late.
I'll be friends with you, though. We can be good friends.
You could be genitalia friends. I don't know what that means. When you have sex, you don't look at each other.
Right. It's like having a warm sex toy. That responds.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Warm sex? Why wouldn't there be a warm sex toy?
You would think, right? They've got the ones that have the lifelike skin and the, like, whatever. Hmm. But warmth. I don't know. I need to do some research.
I always found that a bit strange about some lesbians, where they'll use dildos that look like penises. I don't know. It just seems a bit odd.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's a personal preference thing. Some lesbians are like, "No, it has to look like a toy, because if it looks like a penis, I'm just going to think of it as a penis and it's disgusting to me," and blah, blah, blah. And others are like, "Eh, sure, whatever."
I'd be like, it needs to look like a fist. Double. Double fist.
Give me a double.
Hello, how can I help you? I'm coming looking for a fist. One fist or two, sir? Two. Always two. Yeah, June's a crazy month for video games, though. I hope Mirror's Edge does well. I don't think it's going to.
You don't think it's going to come out?
No, I don't think it's going to sell very well.
Oh. I don't, it seems like people are pretty excited for it, so we'll see. But I'm not going to pre-order it or anything. I'm going to wait for the reviews. And I'm probably going to wait a while, too, because when I played the original game, I mean, it's a good game. It's a fun game.
Oh, for
and
sure.
It looks great. But I just kept falling off of everything and having to redo them over and over and over and over again until I was just like, ah, forget this! And
it then made
I traded
me...
it in.
Good call. It made me very dizzy.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it made me dizzy and it gave me a lot of anxiety.
Yes. It stressed me out. It didn't make me dizzy, though.
And there wasn't a lot of mirrors in it.
All the skyscrapers are mirrors.
I couldn't see the edge of them.
Okay.
I'm done. Oh, yeah, Mirror's Edge Catalyst, June the 7th. Oh, this is a big month for video games.
What else is coming out in May, June-ish?
No Man's Sky.
Is it, like, for real?
Yeah, it's coming out in June.
It's finally coming out?
Yep.
Wow. Oh,
Star Ocean's coming out as well. That'd be big.
Ooh. I was thinking of trying that out.
Ooh.
What?
Gotti is coming out.
What?
Oh, my word. I didn't even know.
Gotti?
Gotti? Gotti? No.
Or God. Is this your accent that's messing me up?
That's fine. I've been asleep for a while. God. Eater. Like you eat.
Oh, God Eater?
God Eater. Yeah, God Eater.
God Eater.
God Eater. Yeah.
What is this God Eater? I need to look it up.
Look it up.
Da, da, da. God Eater.
It's like Monster Hunter.
On PS Vita? Oh, here we go, PS4. What is this? It's like Monster Hunter, you said?
Yeah, it's like Monster Hunter.
Interesting. I hear that's really addictive, but I haven't played it yet. Played, like, the demo of Monster Hunter 4.
God Eater is awesome. I even have the PSP copy on my Vita.
Ooh.
I'm that guy. I miss my PSP. I still have it. Actually, I have a story about my PSP.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's not terribly exciting, but... So, I had the limited edition Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker PSP.
Okay.
And I still have it. I've just ruined the story. Fuck, anyway.
What?
Carry on.
How did the... That's the end of the story?
No, you'll see. So, I had this PSP.
Mm-hmm.
Played it religiously. I'm talking... At least 8 hours a day for a PSP and for someone in their 20s when
that's
they have
a lot
every
of
other console around them. I had
investment.
I had a PS3. I still have a PS3. I have a 360. I have a Wii U, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I don't have a Wii. Don't know why I said that. Anyway, I used to play it all the time. One day, I went to switch it on and I couldn't find it.
What do you mean you couldn't find it?
Couldn't find it. I was convinced I couldn't find it for a year. Right? It went missing for a year. After about 6 months, I was really upset as well when I lost it. I was just like, I don't understand like where it went. So I convinced myself that my daughter, who was about maybe two, she was like 2 years old at the time.
Uh-huh.
I was convinced that she lost it. Somehow, you know, like things go missing in houses and then you never see them ever again.
Yes.
And I mean never.
Like, yes.
You never see them ever again.
And you're like, did you throw it out? No. Did you throw it out? No.
Well, I was convinced that my daughter just opened up a fucking wormhole somewhere and just threw PSP in. One day I went to the dentist and I got a phone call from my lovely wife, and she said, guess what? Oh, it's... No. I went to the pub, I went back, and my wife, I was like, oh shit, where's my ID? And she was like, I don't know, you went out with it, you went to the pub. I was like, oh fuck, I think I've left my ID, I think I've lost it. So she was like, oh, what, you idiot. So I was like, I'm going to go to the pub, and can you like have a look around the house to see if I've left it somewhere, I've dropped it. She was like, sure. So I'm frantically running to the pub.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking around the house. I get to the pub. They have my ID. Super happy. Walking home, get a call from my wife. She's like, guess what? And I'm like, oh, you know, you didn't find the ID. And she went, no. And I went, don't worry, I've got it. And she went, guess what? And I was like, what? She goes, I found your PSP. I went, what? Like, I literally started pinching myself because I'm not even joking as well. I was pinching myself to make sure I wasn't asleep. Literal pinching my arm. And I was like, where was it? She went, in the corner of the bed.
Like, what? Like, in the crack.
Like, in our bed is really weird. So you can actually change the bed sheet without having to put your hand all the way down the crack of the bed.
Okay.
And it actually, like, gone in this crack. And it had been there for a year.
Oh, my goodness.
Still had battery.
Wow. That's hardcore.
It's my PSP story.
I never played it. Never had a PSP.
What? You're Asian? I'm so confused.
There are a lot of Asian things about me that are not Asian. Like, so one of the reasons
I have an Asian question.
What is your question?
It's about your vagina.
Okay. I'm waiting.
I think I've already brought this up on Comics and Stuffs before.
Does it have teeth? The answer is no.
No. Is it small? We spoke about this before.
What is the size of a... Is there a measurement size for small? Yeah, like, I don't understand.
That was the issue we had. We didn't know.
That's true.
All vaginas come in all shapes and sizes.
That they do.
The smaller, the better. That's why when I go to the park, I'm always on the lookout for a good slide. What's wrong with you people? Jeez.
Oh. Yes, the park. And slides. Not the kiddie park.
No, not the kiddie park.
Because, I mean, there'd be lots of small slides there.
This is my fault.
You brought us here.
I really did. How did we go from God Eater to pedophilia?
Right, so this game. Yeah. God Eater, what else is coming up?
I can't do this anymore, Kristen. I'm done. All right, go. It's just a good game. It's coming out.
At some point.
It's coming out in June.
So. Okay.
There's a lot of games coming out in June. I hope Mirror's Edge does well.
I hope so too. Looks good.
I don't know who's gonna buy it. It wasn't hugely successful. Everyone I've spoke to thinks it's a cool game.
Yeah.
But it's not like, you know, it wasn't a big hit.
True.
We'll see.
I guess we will see. What else? I just hope it's good. I just want it to be good.
Kristen's been playing a lot of video games this week.
Yes. Kristen, I've been going in, but not going deep.
Oh, God.
Because life gets in the way, okay? So I started The Witcher 3.
I'm going to need you to stop bullshitting and just get on with it, because there's a lot of bullshit coming out of your mouth right now.
I started The Witcher 3, and it's really good. I like it so far. I had problems with the first Witcher. Whenever he'd be in combat, he'd have his sword flailing around above his head, and it just looked so weird when he was running around. I'm like, I can't take you seriously, Geralt. I can't. But then when I upgraded to Windows 10, because I was playing on PC, it wasn't working anymore, and I gave up on it. I was like, okay, I'll just play The Witcher 2. And I started playing that on the PC, I was like, I don't like these controls. It's so awkward and weird, and it's not responding properly. So I got annoyed and stopped playing that too. And I started The Witcher 3 on my PS4, and it's beautiful. All the problems I had before are gone.
Right.
He doesn't look like a weirdo running around with his sword out.
Weirdo is a good word, yeah. Carry on.
Yes. And the controls are smooth. The tutorials are a lot more practical, and they're not as annoying.
Extensive.
Yes, exactly. So it's good. I really am enjoying myself. But then Uncharted 4 decided to come out.
How long did you play The Witcher 4, Kristen?
Oh, like 1 hour, 2 hours, maybe.
I feel like it was probably 35 minutes.
No, shh, no. I'm gonna go with at least 1 hour. It
Right.
was not 35 minutes.
Before
I
you
hope
talk
not.
about Uncharted 4, I owned The Witcher 3 on PS4.
Owned, as in previously owned and no longer own anymore.
You're correct. I
And
played The Witcher 3 for about 16 minutes.
uh-oh.
And I couldn't handle it.
Why?
Just, I don't know, just, I just didn't get it.
Didn't get it.
Yeah.
What did you not get?
It's got like two different weapons. You gotta like use one weapon for certain enemies, and I always skip.
You skip the instructions.
Basically, yeah.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't know. The horse looked cool. The world was nice. The
And
card game was cool.
oh, I didn't even bother with the card game.
Oh, you see, I played it for six. This means that you played the game for about 12 minutes. I know what happened. You watched all of the intro, like you did all the tutorial, whereas I skipped all that shit. So I feel like I've actually played more gameplay than you.
Did you, how far
I
did
got
you
to the
get?
town
I got to the town.
and sat down at the bar. At the table, the guy you needed to speak to, and he's
Yeah.
like, "Want to play a game?" And I'm like, "Oh, is this going to be the homosexual like, you know?" Because I'm all about that. And it was, and then he whipped out some game, and I was like, "No, this isn't the game I wanted." And I just was like, "Ah, oh, this is, I'm going to get mad."
Why? You should have just said no and then.
Ejected the disc, took the game
Oh
back.
no. That's what? That's it?
Yeah.
You didn't even do anything then.
I didn't do anything.
You're supposed
What am I supposed to do, Kristen?
to talk to the guy you're supposed to talk to,
Don't
not the
lecture
card game
me
guy.
about a video game
Not
you
that shh,
spent no fucking time on.
not the card game guy. You talk to the guy who's gonna tell you where to go, and he tells you to go somewhere. You go there, you find that army, and then you talk to their captain or whatever, and then you do the things for that captain. See, I played more gameplay than you.
Yeah, but I didn't want to play a fetch quest game again. I just couldn't do it.
But it's not fetch quests, or at least they.
I like how you've literally just described a fetch quest.
No, they. Everything is a fetch quest
Yeah, it is.
in a game, but
It is.
the way it's presented is well enough that you don't feel like it's a fetch quest. You should get
Speaking of fetch quests,
Get it back again.
I'm not gonna no.
Get it back.
I don't want to. I'm scared.
You're scared, but you bought Dark Souls 3.
Let's not talk about Dark Souls 3.
Okay.
I have not been playing that game.
Of course you haven't.
That
Who
game's
has
too
time to
hard.
die repeatedly?
What is the point of that?
Right? I
Is
don't
it just
know.
us?
I.
Do we just suck?
No, I think we just have lives that we need to attend to. No offense to anyone who likes the Dark Souls series. I'm sure it's very good.
Oh no, don't do that. No, don't be that. No, fuck. If you like Dark Souls 3, go fuck yourself.
Some people are just. They like the pain, they like the death. they like redoing things over and over and over and over and over again.
I like completing games in a fastly time.
Me too, even though that doesn't happen to me either.
Fashionly. Not a word. Fashionly time. There you go.
It's okay. I just figured it was some British expression and I.
Oh, it is now. Fashly.
Fashly.
Sounds lovely. Sounds like a part of a penis.
I think.
Will you lick the fashly? Right. Only if you lick mine. You don't have one. Oh, why not? I don't know. Ask God. So, comics. This is a
what
comic.
What were we talking about?
I don't fucking know. Right. Oh, no. Uncharted.
Yes. Uncharted. By the way, I still haven't finished Fire Emblem Awakening, but I'm going to get there one day. I swear. But yeah, Uncharted is really pretty. And it's nice. I like it so far. But I'm like less than an hour in, maybe like half an hour. So I don't know that much about what's going on right now.
Me and a couple of my friends have a term for the Uncharted games. You're not going to like it. It is very sexist.
What is it?
I don't agree with this term, but I do use it from time to time. So I apologize.
Well, go on then.
Uncharted, in my opinion, is a girls' game. Now, what I mean by that is, I don't mean girls are like, let's go play it. What I mean is, it's pretty, like girls are, and it plays itself like some girls are known to do. Wow, I'm so good. I managed to make a sexist term into a positive. Do you know what I mean? Though the game, it looks really nice, but you don't really have to do anything your end. It's like here, climb this mountain. Just kind of hold a button and just kind of aim.
Okay. But then you shoot things.
Yeah, but the shooting in Naughty Dog games is so awful.
Yeah, it's not that great. It's still not that great.
It's really bad. Mm-hmm. The Last of Us was a great game. Shooting was terrible.
Did you really? Okay. So
I definitely used the wrong word. I've spoken about this game so many times with people, and I have no idea why I used the word great. It's a 7 out of 10. It's not a good game. I don't know.
But I'm not the only one. No,
The Last of Us is definitely a 7 out of 10.
I don't understand why everyone else seems to hold it to such a high.
It is a great game compared to Uncharted, which I would honestly give all of them a 4.
Really?
Now, the problem when you say something like that is a lot of Sony fanboys, because I don't
are gonna get mad.
I don't have an allegiance to any console. I'm just a gamer. So I just,
yeah, me too.
But a lot of Sony fanboys, that isn't people that exclusively own a PlayStation. That is someone who
are in love with
Sony stuff. Yeah, and there is a big difference. So I'm talking about the Sony fanboys will swear by anything that's exclusive to Sony. So God of War, etc. If you say anything derogatory about Uncharted, they get their knickers in a twist. Their handbags come out at dawn. And they start firing semen in your general direction. And not in a lovely manner. So, yeah, I feel like the Uncharted games are massively overrated. They look great. But... And Drake's a kind of... He's a pretty cool character. He's charismatic.
But the
games themselves don't really have a lot of depth. And people are like, oh, but what about the puzzles and the story? And I'm like, the gameplay doesn't have any depth to it. Gameplay itself has no depth to it.
I can agree with that.
So, Last of Us had way more depth. But my friend describes The Last of Us as basically a game where you get ladders and just put them on. I'm like, yeah, fair enough. Anyway, aside from hatred of Uncharted.
So you like Last of Us better than Uncharted?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Interesting.
The relationship between the two characters in The Last of Us was a hell of a lot more engaging than anything Uncharted has had to offer.
I don't know.
Really?
And I don't know. Last of Us didn't really...
The protagonist is a very simple character. I mean, he's not exactly an original protagonist. He has a beard and he's...
And he's gruff and he's the strongish, silent type-ish.
But I would rather take that that relationship over, you know, over the relationship between Drake and, I don't even know, like his...
Sully,
yeah.
Mm.
I don't know, whatever.
I can see why. Like, I agree that they're...
Did you finish The Last of Us?
Yeah, I did. I finished that in two sittings. Ha! Take that, anyone who thinks I don't finish any games.
I feel like you're projecting your own insecurities onto this podcast. I'm going to need you to stop.
I liked it. It's a good game. But I didn't enjoy it as much as I wanted to. And I didn't think it was as amazing as everyone else seems to think it is.
We're discussing a games between like the 5 and 7 end of the spectrum. I mean, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah.
They're both not that great.
But I like Uncharted better, though.
And that's fine.
Yeah. But then again, in general, I do prefer games that have a happier tone and a more fun tone to them than the serious, depressing games.
Yeah, see, I'm on the bleak side of the fence.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, that's fine.
Mm.
They're both good, though.
Which is really interesting because I like Fable.
I had fun with that.
More than I like the Witcher series.
What? Really?
Yeah. But it's probably because the game has a lot of British wit in it.
Okay. You feel like you're back home.
Frodo, let's go to the Shire! Shire! Yeah, probably.
It's fun. What I liked most about Fable was getting to how you can work and buy things and the economy works, and then you can become rich by spending your money wisely and investing. And I was like, wow, this is actually teaching me to spend my money wisely.
My wife actually tuned me into the Fable series. She's really hardcore Fable fan.
Yeah.
Was
she sad when that one Fables game got cancelled?
She was, but she realized that the game was looking rather shit. So it wasn't like, oh no. She wasn't a huge fan of Fable 3 either, because it was pretty bad.
Okay, I don't think I finished that one.
Yeah, it was pretty... She finished it in like a day, I swear. It wasn't very good. But Lionhead Studios closed down recently, like last month, I think.
Yeah, they did.
Which is really sad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so Uncharted, are you...
I'm enjoying it so far, but like I said, I'm not far enough along to know really how it compares to the other games, other than it controls nicer.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Comics.
Comics, which we don't have much of this week, again.
No, it's comic book day today. We're podcasting on a Wednesday. I was actually going to go and get my comics this morning, Kristen, but I had an accident.
What was your accident?
My head hit the pillow and my eyes were shut.
Oh, no.
And I couldn't open them again.
And your brain went to sleep.
My brain went to sleep, yeah. But let's talk about the comics that I've been reading.
Okay.
I've got something to talk about.
What?
It's way more interesting than comics, okay. And it's comic related.
We'll get to that later. We'll get to comics later. Go on, tell your story.
So, you know, I worked with my friend on Free Comics.
Oh, yeah!
Okay, so most of the customers know who I am because, I mean, they're like once a week just chilling out.
Uh-huh.
And on Saturday, I was being my usual lovely self. This woman came in, about my age, and she looked kind of She looked a bit sweaty because it was a very hot day on Saturday in Montreal.
Okay.
And I said, are you right, darling? And she went, I'm kind of hot. And I went, would you like some of my aloe vera drink? But you can't have any of the aloe vera inside. That's mine. You can just have the liquid. Right? And she giggled and she went, oh, no, it's okay. And I went, what are you looking for today? And she was like, well, I don't read a lot of modern comics, but I used to really love Tank Girl.
And okay.
I was like, give me a high five. So we high fived. I was like, I love Tank Girl. Let me recommend you the latest Tank Girl that just came out. It's I don't know if you've read Tank Girl, but it's awesome.
I've read some.
It was like, oh, we've discussed this before. I really like the mini. Some people didn't. Anyway, I was like, let me go and get this Tank Girl for you. I was like, yo, Rob, where's Tank Girl? He was like, oh, we sold out. And I'm like, shit. And I said to the woman, I was like, I'm really sorry. You're a lovely human being, but we don't have any more Tank Girl left. And I was like, how about you do me a favor? You go out, go and bring me a drink, get one for yourself, come back, and I'll order it for you. And she was like, oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. And she was being all giggly. And I was being my usual flirtatious self.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, I flirt with everyone. If you're a man, you're still getting it. So, and my wife knows this. She knows this about me. Anyway, she said, I tell you what. I'm going to give you something. And at that moment, I was like, oh, she started going into her bag. And I was like, oh, shit.
What did I do?
She's gonna.
This wasn't serious.
She's gonna give me her number, and I'm gonna have to be that guy who's like, "I'm married. Just don't worry about it." This is gonna get super awkward. That didn't happen, Kristen. She went into her bag, and she pulled out one of those Rise drinks. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like an energy drink?
No, it's called Rise. It's like one of those hipster drinks. It's like $11 per bottle. I think it's like zero calories. They are delicious, but they also taste like anal leakage.
You know, well, like how is that delicious?
Clearly, you haven't been licking a lot of asshole, Kristen. Revelations on comics and stuffs. And I said, oh, this. I was like, oh, you don't need to do this. This is kind of random. She was like, I know, but you were just so charming, and I want you to have this drink. I'm like, my God, that's really sweet. And I said, I want you to have a beautiful day and make sure you come back and see me because you're awesome. She left the store.
Uh-huh.
I finished my day at work. I was given free comics and a pizza. It was a lovely day. I'm going to talk about the comics that I got from my friend in a minute. I went home, told my wife about this girl who was really nice and the free drink that I had. She was like, oh, sweet, give me some of that. I'm like, here you go. That was her number one concern. Not, oh, some girl was flirting with you.
Yeah.
Or you were flirting with someone. It was like, oh, give me the free drink. The next day, I get a phone call from my friend, from Rob. And he's like, am I on speakerphone? And I went, no. And he went, are you alone? And I went, yeah. And which is really odd for someone to say.
Yeah.
And he was like, am I on speakerphone? And I was like, yeah. He was like, take me off speakerphone. I was like, okay. But there's no one here. But he was like, what did you do on Saturday? And I went, what do you mean? And I'm thinking, oh shit, it's like,
did you mess something up? Did you give someone free things that they shouldn't have got?
Yeah, I was. And then he said, this girl came into the shop. And I was like, oh, here we fucking go. And he went, she came in and said, hey, there was this guy called Glenn working here on Saturday. Can you give him my number? I instantly start laughing. I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing. I was like, why did she open with, here, have a free drink? Why didn't she open with, here, have my number?
Yeah, right.
I was like, I told my wife, I was like, oh, it's so sweet. I'm assuming like all weekend, she was like, oh my God, that was a really nice guy.
Aww.
British guy. It's going to be like having sex with Tom Hardy. It's going to be the best. going to introduce him to all my friends. Oh my God, my whole life's going to be different from now on. And then she walks in, she plucks up the courage to finally go in, ask for my number. I'm not there, but that doesn't even bother her. So she goes, "Hey, can you give Glenn my number?" Rob says, "Sure, but you do know he's married, don't you?" Apparently she was like, she epitomized the act of deflation.
Oh no, the poor, oh.
She walked out. She didn't leave her number. Which makes me think that she is actually a lovely human being. You know, she heard that I was married, and instead of trying it anyway, she let it go, and she walked away.
That lady is a champ. And you, well done.
Yeah. Well done. 32 years old. Still got it.
Still got it. So, yeah. You and I need to go drinking somewhere when you come downtown.
It's you're going to see it for yourself. The accent.
It's going to be beautiful.
All right. Comics. So anyway, the comics, this segues into the comics. So my day was finished. Rob said, here's some pizza. So we had pizza. He was like, now I'm going to give you a choice of three comics. I was like, cool. So one was like criminal, like some criminal trades.
Okay.
And I was like, great, I want them, but what else you got? The next was All-Star Superman by Grant Morrison and Frank Quitely.
I know how this story ends.
Oh, yeah. I've never, ever read a Superman comic, and I love Grant Morrison and Frank Quitely, so I was really excited. The third option was... I am regretting my decision slightly, because the third option, Kristen, was the Radioactive Man complete series.
I have never heard of that.
Have you seen the show called The Simpsons?
Yes.
Do you know of the Radioactive Man comics?
No.
In the show?
That Bart reads?
Yeah.
Yes, it is ringing a bell.
Well, they actually made like those comics. And one of them was like glow in the dark. And I'm not... they looked... amazing. And as
they sound amazing,
as someone who's watched pretty much every episode of The Simpsons when The Simpsons was really good, now it's so shit. The Simpsons is so shit.
I haven't seen any of the new ones. I haven't seen any Simpsons in years.
Oh, the last 10 years of The Simpsons has been such a joke. Anyway, I went with Superman and I just finished it yesterday, and it was all right. And I was thinking, maybe I'll give Superman like another chance. Let me see what's kind of viewed as the greatest Superman comic. So I went on Google, typed in like best Superman comic stories, and All Star Superman was number one.
I don't agree with that.
Okay,
I haven't read very many Superman either, but I did read All-Star Superman, and I wasn't impressed.
Mm. It's not terrible.
It's all
just
right.
Very rushed. It's just really rushed.
Yeah. I feel like everything just sort of kept happening, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, now this is happening. Now this is this. Now that's that. And like, oh, I thought he was dying, but oh, now he's okay. Yeah.
You're describing the reason I don't read a lot of superhero comics, by the way. Yeah. So what should I read? I'm probably good.
Now I can't remember what it was called.
Was it by Alan Moore?
Let me check my Goodreads.
Red Sun is supposed to be really good.
Yeah, Red Sun is pretty good. I liked it.
And it's by Mark Millar or Miller. I'm going to call him Miller.
Sure. I go with that too.
And Earth One is supposed to be pretty good too.
I have not read Earth One, but where is it? I know I read a good Superman book that I was like, oh, this is the Superman book. Maybe it was Red Sun. But I don't think so. Red Sun's good, though. If you want to.
Yeah, I heard.
Where are you? I wish they would show me more books on a page.
Well, while you're looking for that.
Okay.
a very good friend of mine, shout outs to Kyle, lent me a comic by Anthony Bourdain, the chef, the celebrity chef.
Okay.
And I was like, what is this nonsense? He was like, no, check it out. It's called Get Gyro.
Right? Okay.
And it's about a sushi chef who has a small restaurant in LA set in the future where food kind of rules the roost. I don't know how to finish that sentence, but everything's governed by food, basically. So he owns this little sushi chef. He owns this little sushi shop, but he's amazing. He's like the best sushi chef in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He's very traditional. And it was his decision to keep it low key. The comic starts, these kind of three chumps walk in and they're like, they order the sushi and then they're kind of like putting loads of like wasabi on it and just dipping it all in soy sauce. And then the gyro, who's the main protagonist, the sushi guy, he's getting really angry. And then these chumps are like, hey, have you got any California rolls? I love California rolls. And he just whips out this knife and just decapitates him. This one just decapitates him right there. That sets up kind of the tone of the book. It's a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
It's not serious. It's kind of a... it's just a ridiculous story. This is just—it's completely nonsensical, if I'm going to be really honest. But I really recommend it. The art is super good, like super detailed, a lot of fun. Makes you hungry. I don't know if you're a big fan of sushi.
Ooh, I love sushi.
Oh yeah, well you're gonna want to read this. There's like three factions. There's like the working class people who are really upset because the two kind of other factions are like, there's the vegan faction where everything's like has to be organic, but they're like, they're evil. They're like really like aggressive and violent. And then there's the kind of upper class restaurant, you know, where everything's like fine wine and dining.
Uh-huh.
And they, both those factions have like, a monopoly of the source goods, so they kind of own all the ingredients that are being sourced in. So the kind of the working class people are like, we want these stuff too, you know, we want all this stuff too, and they're like, fuck you, it's ours. So this gyro guy is kind of like in the middle of all of it, and he's like, oh fuck this, I'm just gonna kill everyone.
You know, and I'll just die.
I'm gonna get all the ingredients for myself. And yeah, I had a lot of fun reading it. I'm not sure if there's any more trades or if it's just kind of a one-shot, but I really enjoyed it. Pick it up from your local comic shop.
Sounds like a good idea. I think I might have found it. I believe that it was Superman Last Son by Jeff Johns.
Superman Last Son. Yes. Is this a recommendation or?
It is so far the best Superman book that I've read, or at least the one that I like the most.
Okay.
Where he feels the least bland.
That's quite incredible. Superman is.
Yes.
He's not exactly full of charisma, is he?
No, at least people don't seem to write him well enough to make him appealing.
I don't know. I feel like with a character like Superman, who's been pretty much, I don't know. How can you make him like an engaging, interesting character?
I don't know. He's just too strong and too good. He's
literally a god.
Yeah.
So the only way you can
And he's really... not even the interesting kind of god that like gets into trouble. He's the, oh, very good, very righteous, kind, and you're like, no, I want something more interesting than that.
There's kind of two ways you can go with it. You can make him really bland, or you can make him be a whiny brat that his parents have died.
Yes.
I don't
Who
know.
Is useless without his powers.
What other direction can you go?
That is a challenge for a good writer, not for me. All I'm saying is I have not been very happy with the Superman stuff that I've read, and I'm looking for something that will make me go, this is why people like Superman. And so far, the best example of that that I've read is Superman Last Son.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because, you know, there's this kind of ongoing war between Superman fans and Batman fans.
Oh, yeah.
But Batman, the fact is, he's written so much better.
Yes,
than,
he is.
Than Superman. Like, so, it's not even a discussion.
I know. It's sad, really.
And I don't really have any invested interest in either character. I don't particularly give a shit. I'd rather read independent comics. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I don't really care. But one of the greatest comics I've ever read was about Batman. So
which comic?
Dark Knight, obviously.
Oh, okay.
It's great. It's like a really human story, you know?
Yes. It's very solid.
I haven't actually purchased it yet because it's about $200, but I'm really debating whether I should get Gotham Central by Ed Brubaker.
I heard great things
about it, and Ed Brubaker is like my hero.
Yeah, I've read the first volume, and it's good. It's good if you want something that's not a superhero book, but it's in the DC world stuff.
That is exactly what
I think you would really like it. And oh my gosh, the way they wrote Renee Montoya in it is, I think that was Greg Rucka wrote her section.
Okay. Yeah, it was Brubaker, Rucka, and I forget.
Yeah, and it's great. It's amazing.
It gives me a good chance to read some Rucka as well, because I haven't really read anything by Rucka.
Yeah, and I know you like seeing normal lesbians. I mean, like normal lesbians written
as normal people.
Let me reword that.
You are fucking up today.
Let me reword that. I know that it is important to read lesbians first as human and then not have their sexual identity define them. And I think that Greg Rucka does a great job with that.
Speaking of that, Martin alluded me to something today that has upset me greatly.
What did Martin do?
It's not Martin's fault. One of my favorite miniseries from this year was a comic series called Airboy. It had most amount of penis ever in it, and as we all know,
well, it must be good then.
I love comics with penises in it. I didn't know this, but apparently people were upset about, there was a transgender issue in the second issue of this comic series. I didn't even acknowledge it when I was reading it.
What happened?
Just to kind of paraphrase what happens. There's a toilet scene. There's a bathroom scene where one of the protagonists, I won't really call him a protagonist. This comic is really meta, by the way. So the people writing, the actual writer and the artist are in the comic.
Oh, cool.
But it's ambiguous whether it's really them or whether it's kind of like a cuntish version of them. They're not the most likable characters in the comic, so are they fictional or are they not? It's kind of a gray area, and it's really ambiguous. And when you're reading it, you're kind of unsure whether these are them as real people.
Okay.
Or whether it's kind of an embellished version of their personality. So with that in mind, and I can't stress how ambiguous it is, because it's very ambiguous, one of the characters, I think it's the writer, goes into the toilet and there's a transgender person in there and he doesn't know it's a transgender person. And the transgender person doesn't say, I'm transgender. They just start making out. The writer goes to touch her vagina and they have a penis. And that's pretty much it. And he's like, oh, this is, what the fuck? Why didn't you say anything? Something like that. I can't remember exactly. A portion of the transgender community came out and were heavily critical of this scene. And they've complained to the point where it's actually been removed from the trade that's coming out. They've removed the entire scene from the trade.
Interesting, really?
Let me tell you why I'm really angry at this. The transgender entire point is that this is disgraceful. It's using the trap card. Not all transgender, we're not like that. To suggest it is really wrong and damaging to the transgender community. This is my issue with that. One person's actions is not indicative of an entire community. It's absolutely ridiculous. That's like saying you put a gay person in a comic and that gay person happens to go around killing people. It's not their sexuality that's kind of decided that. It's them as a person. So it's really, this has really, really irritated me. So thank you, Martin.
Thank you for, I get that.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, that doesn't have anything to do with who they are. Like,
even if it did, it's not indicative of an entire movement.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there is a transgender person, right, that exists, and I'm sure there is, that doesn't tell people until the last moment that they're trans, or doesn't tell them at all, and they figure it out because that person who is transgender just happens to be an awful human being for that one trait.
Yeah,
it's an awful thing to do, right?
Yeah,
that's not saying that everyone with trans does this. You know, you'd have to be a fucking idiot to think. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
That's like me saying, "Oh, all lesbians are butch." Stupid. Oh no, it's a butch lesbian in a comic. Therefore, all lesbians, all lesbians are like that. I want this removed, and they've actually pandered, and it's an Image comic as well, which makes me really upset.
Aww.
So Image have pandered to this movement, to these complaints, and I think my comic's going to be worth a lot of money. But yeah, they're my thoughts on it, Martin. Martin wanted to us to talk about it. They're my thoughts, Martin. I'm just outraged by it. I think it's actually really upsetting. I don't know.
It's okay, Glenn. It's okay.
And I love all people. I love all anyone who's transgender. Come to my house. I don't know why. But if you're an asshole, then go fuck yourself.
Right. It doesn't matter what kind of person you are, who you are, who you like, who you don't like. Just be cool.
It's like some black people, they'll see a movie with a black person and the black person's like, you know, a thief or something. And they'll be like, oh, it's because he's black. Like, no, it's got nothing to do with it. It's just what he does. Oh, it's like when you see a movie when like, white people are successful. I mean, that's because they're white. I mean, it's like...
That's the only reason, really.
That's the only reason, yeah. So, they're my thoughts on that. What do you think, Kristen?
I agree with your thoughts. I think people need to be a little less sensitive. Well, I mean, saying that, I haven't read the actual comic, so I don't know every detail around it. But based on what you've explained, yeah.
Just this PC world we're living in, where it's just too much. It's getting so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cocaine in this comic as well. Cocaine and penis. This comic was made for me. Right, let's move on.
What else is there? We don't have anything on our pull lists.
We don't have anything on our pull lists.
So I don't know. What is there left of us? If they take away my queerness and they take away your whiteness, what are we?
A mess?
Yeah.
Oh, Martin messaged me and he said, Diablo. Diablo.
Oh.
Diablo.
Did he buy Diablo 3?
Let me refer to my messages.
Okay.
I'll get Diablo 3 this week for the PS4. Smiley face.
Nice.
The insinuation is, hey guys,
we're going to have a threesome.
Yes.
It's going
to
be
Martin. It's that time in our relationship where we need to have a dick off. So get your ass to Montreal. Whereabouts is Austria? Where is it?
In the German area.
It's in the German area. Hey, yeah. Martin, you might not know this about me. I used to live in Germany. I used to live in Dortmund for 10 years.
Did you actually?
No. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Otherwise, that would be the most insane lie ever. And really random. Yeah, I lived in Dortmund for 10 years.
I don't know where that is in Germany, but good job.
Thank you.
I had a German friend once.
I don't know where this is going and I'm scared.
I don't know.
What happened?
Well, we went to high school together and he was really quiet and shy, but I would always talk to him anyway. And then...
What was his name?
Timon.
What?
Timon.
Isn't that a herb?
No, that's time.
All right.
This is like Timon spelt like Timon and Pumbaa, but
sounds like Hymen.
But pronounced to rhyme with Hymen, exactly.
My daughter couldn't say highness, right? Uh-huh. And she used to get confused, and she used to say, "Your royal Hymen."
Nobody correct her. Just let her, keep saying that.
She said it on the train once. Me and the wife were literally laughing for the entire journey. And, you know, when kids hear you laughing, they just keep repeating it. So she just kept repeating it. Your royal hymen.
And you're both just peeing yourselves.
Yeah, literally. Well, that's probably it for the episode. Then I got to go and pick up my daughter anyway. But
already? Oh, yeah, I guess it is like 2:30 almost.
I feel like... Oh, what have you read this week, by the way?
Oh, Go Get a Roomie! I got my trades. I mean, my... Yeah, I guess you can call them trades. The paperback copies, finally. I ordered two. One for reading and letting people borrow, and one to keep in pristine condition on my bookshelf, because I'm anal like that. And I reread it again. And I like it even more the second time around. So, if you haven't read Go Get a Roomie by Chloe C., it's free online, so just Google it. Or you can buy the book.
You can borrow Kristen's copy.
If you promise not to get any suspicious bodily fluids making the pages sticky.
Kristen, what?
Kristen, because what there is a lot of sex in it, but it's fun. And not only is there sex and silliness and lots of dirty jokes and fun, there's like everything of the spectrum in here, I think. Well, like a lot. But there's also great character interactions, character development, and you can actually see them all growing together. So it has that depth to it that will make you want to stay and not just come for casual sex.
Come.
You will want a relationship with this book.
Wow.
Yes.
I feel like we should write that down and send it off to the publishing company and back, the back as a review.
I think I pretty much said that in my Goodreads and WordPress reviews. But yeah. Yeah.
And go and check them out. There's a link to
Somewhere.
On the description of this episode.
Should all be Susie Gunn or Susie Gunn Nerdy or something like that. Mm. One of those. But yeah, you can find the links somewhere.
Oglaf.
Yeah, that's another one I just received. Oglaf.
Oglaf. It looks cool.
Oh, it's very, very dirty as well. Which I know you'll also enjoy.
Kristen's.
There. Oh, you wanted penis, Glenn?
Oglaf.
The first page is a guy jerking off.
Serious?
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to...
Don't worry, it's also free online.
No, send me the... Take a picture, send it to me. Send it to me right now. Do it now.
I am. Let me just get the book.
Oh, I screenshot something for you, actually.
Did you?
That lesbian comic.
Oh, yeah. I need that. Send that to me. Okay. I will take a picture of the first page right this moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, I made Victoria sponge cake last night.
What is Victoria sponge cake?
It's kind of like a box cake. You cut it in half. And you put jam in the middle and just dust it with ice and sugar.
That sounds good.
Dusting sugar. Yeah, it was really good. I was like, Isabel, what do you want for breakfast before school? She's like, I don't know. I was like, you're having some fucking cake.
Ugh, that's awesome.
I know.
So where's that screenshot at? Oh, there it is.
Helena.
Oh, I've seen this.
There are close-up centerfolds.
But is it a good comic?
No.
Okay.
Still get it. No.
What? Why? Why should I get it?
Just because I want you to... I just want you to look at it.
But...
You might like it. I didn't actually read the words. I just read the first two pages. Like, okay, I'm done with this. And then I was, some porn.
And then, the thing that happens when...
Hey, I'm a man and there's vagina, so Oh, wow, I need to get this comic.
And that's really good compared to the rest of it. Like, there are full-out...
This... I love that splurk.
It's all in full color, too.
Oh, I wish you all see what I'm looking at right now.
There's also gay, lesbian stuff in this.
Where are the gay homosexual... The gay homosexual...
Comics?
Is there another... Is there another word I can use to throw in there? Where are the male gay comics?
I've heard of a few. There's this one that I think the Kickstarter just finished. But it's also a webcomic, so you can read it free online, called Hot Blood. And it's like a Western style thing. And the protagonists are one, there's a guy and then another one who's a centaur.
So there's lots of six shooters in there.
But I don't think there's actually any explicit sex scenes shown in the comic. I think it's mostly about how they develop their relationship slowly over the course of the whole series.
Hang 'em high.
What else? I'm sure there are other ones, but I can't really remember. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any more Western puns, and I've given up at six shooter. That is all I have.
That's okay. Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think of one too, but I can't.
Fuck it. I'm going to go and get my daughter from the bus.
Okay, sounds good. But for anyone looking for a penis in comics, there you go.
Come to me.
Come to Glenn. Come to me. You can read Oglaf together.
Oh, I actually love that. Come to my house. And we can do things. Help me out here, Kristen. I don't know where I'm going with this.
I don't know. I don't know how to help you out of this.
Shit! Go to Kristen's house.
We can do things too.
Yeah. She's lovely.
I'll be very good to you.
Wow. Well, did you actually pick up anything on Free Comic Book Day?
I did. A bunch of stuff.
Is anything good?
I haven't read any of it.
Right.
You know me.
Yeah, Rob gave me all of the books, and so I have a pile of 50 free comics, and just don't want any of them.
Oh man!
So if it was something, I genuinely mean this. If there is a listener out there who missed out on something they really wanted
on Free Comic Book Day,
send me a message. I don't know how you're going to do that.
You can do a direct message on Instagram and stuff.
Okay, so, yeah, direct message me on Instagram, squirrels_art.
Or tweet at him on Twitter.
Or on Twitter. I don't know what my Twitter handle is. I don't really use Twitter very much.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Let me find it. I think it's... One, here we go. Wait. Mr. Minerals with a Z.
Oh, yeah.
Send me a message, and we'll sort out the postage, and you can have them. There you go. Send me your dick pics.
I'll trade you a dick pic for a comic.
Trade you a dick pic for a comic. If you have a vagina, don't message me. I'll get in trouble. And I don't need that kind of hassle. All right, everyone. I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
Thank you for joining us today.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.